Matthew 1:18-24. Peace to all my brothers and sisters listening in today. Humility, obedience, and purity. 1. Humility. When St. Augustine was asked what the three most important virtues are, he famously answered, humility, humility, and humility. Joseph could be the poster child of humility. Being humble is being docile, that is, being teachable, and therefore always open to the Holy Spirit. We often seek to control things, and this closes our hearts to being open to what God may want. I know I can become easily irritable for the slightest reason when something doesn't go my way. If things don't turn out the way I want, I can get frustrated or even annoyed. Joseph, on the other hand, shows extraordinary heroic humility, which has been called the mother of all the virtues. When he discovers his bride is pregnant, he could easily have allowed these feelings to overcome him. Wouldn't you be angry and insulted and even deeply hurt enough to want to strike back? Wouldn't this betrayal automatically make you want to get revenge? Not Joseph. He's described as being a just or righteous man, which tells us his heart, like Jesus', was gentle and humble and filled with the goodness that came from his love of the law. Forgetful of self, Joseph wanted to do the right thing, even though he felt he was wronged. Mother Teresa said, "If you are humble, nothing will touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know who you are. If you're blamed, you won't get discouraged." What a great lesson for us the next time we feel slighted or betrayed, to walk away quietly and be the bigger person. That takes an enormous amount of strength and humility. 2, obedience. Obedience is simply humble submission to God's will. Another way of saying that is having a certain detachment to our own will and thus open to hearing God calling us. Joseph, when he heard the angel speak, he listened and he acted. When he awoke, he put it into practice. Although we don't have one word that we hear from Joseph, we know his example was always one of putting into practice what God wanted. 3, purity. What I really admire about St. Joseph is his chastity, which means purity. A chaste person never wants to use another person, but rather is one who is free to make themselves a sincere gift to the other person. The key word here is freedom, which must be understood correctly in order to appreciate this amazing gift. You see, purity offers freedom from and freedom for. Purity not only frees us from the slavery of lust, but it frees us for the possibility and the purpose of loving. Purity sets our hearts free from using others in order to love them authentically. In these few days before Christmas, let's look to Joseph as a model of humility, obedience, and purity, and pray for his intercession. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Always remember, heaven is our goal.